People who host NPR shows are often credited or accused of being knowledgeable. Actually, all we know how to do is to punch in an extension. To get?
Library, it's Key.
Key, can I please have the names and contact numbers for every left-handed plumber in Kuala Lumpur?
No.
Oh, that's Key Molesky, the longest-serving member of a stellar company of NPR reference librarians who check, double-check, and mine miles of information, urban legend, and spin for cold, hard, glittering facts. Key's also the author of the Oscar-winning book, All Facts Considered. Check that, please, won't you, Key? Her new book, Learn Something New Every Day, 365 Facts to Fulfill Your Life. Let's slip into the studio. Key, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This book gives readers something that they can learn every day. So let's begin with today's date, okay? October 13th. What do Woolworths and the U.S. Supreme Court have in common?
Well, you mean the Woolworth building in New York City and the Supreme Court building here in Washington were both designed by the same architect, Cass Gilbert. But, of course, Cass Gilbert is a 19th century architect, and the Supreme Court's been around a lot longer than that. But I call this fact wandering SCOTUS, because they didn't have a home until on this date in 1932, when the cornerstone was laid for the building we know as the Supreme Court. When the government came to Washington, D.C., they had some rooms in the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, the Capitol was burned by the British in the War of 1812.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But it was actually former President William Howard Taft, who had become Supreme Court Chief Justice, who finally persuaded Congress that the Supreme Court ought to have its own building.
Okay, March 2nd, on that date in 1959. Well, all right, let's cue the music. Miles Davis, Kind of Blue.
Kind of Blue.
Help us appreciate this. Recording.
Well, March 2nd, 1959, Miles Davis called a bunch of musicians into a studio in New York. Bill Evans, Wynton Kelly, Jimmy Cobb, Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane. And the idea was to try something completely different. He didn't give them charts. He just gave them ideas, outlines of what the tunes mm-hmm. would be. They did only one take for each of the songs. And it was an experiment with modal jazz, which was different from the more prevalent and popular types of jazz at the time.
The date, July 20.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Of course, the world just said about Neil Armstrong, and many stories were told of the moment that he piloted the Eagle onto the surface of the moon. When they lifted off the next day, what did Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin leave behind on the surface of the moon?
Well, they had brought up a few mementos that they wanted to leave there. It was a gold olive branch to signify mm-hmm. peace, a patch from the Apollo 1 flight to honor the three astronauts who had died in the fire on the launch pad in 1967, and two medals from the Soviet Union commemorating Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space, mm-hmm. and Vladimir Komarov, who had died in reentry of his Soyuz 1 capsule.
Finally, September 20th, okay, if Martians were to hear our interview and they decided to come here and they found you and say, Key, finally, someone who can answer all of our questions. How many species live on your, how do you call it, Earth? What would you say?
We would have to say that we don't really know, because there's millions of them and nobody's been able to sit down and count in them all. But last year, a group of scientists came up with a pretty good estimate. Approximately mm-hmm. 8.7 million species, not counting bacteria and viruses. Most of those are not yet described and analyzed, and they did it by a mathematical formula, as I say, not by going out
so they
and
haven't
counting
really, yeah.
8.7. But they feel that's a pretty good estimate.
Uh-huh. And of that number, how many cast votes on Dancing with the Stars?
I think all 7.7 million animals, 298,000 plants, 611,000 fungi, and a bunch of protozoa.
Key Molesky, NPR's longest-serving librarian and author of the new book, Learn Something New Every Day, 365 Facts to Fulfill Your Life.
Plus a bonus fact for leap year.
You're not going to tell us that one, are you?
It's about leap year.
Hey, that's Miles. And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.